Innisfail. Fresh off an unprecedented successful Canada Day pancake breakfast, the Rotary Club of Innisfail was back to work fundraising on the links to help finance a new outdoor rink. We try to focus on something that's going to have the most impact on our community. Something that will benefit youth, families, seniors, and everybody in our community. It was decided that this, outdoor rink, was a great project this year for us to partner in, said Tammy Thompson, president of the local Rotary Club, who was still excited over the recent success of the service club's July 1st pancake breakfast at the Innisfail and District Historical Village. It was our largest pancake breakfast we've ever had, said Thompson. We had people lined up for about an hour and a half to get in and have some breakfast with us. We served over 800 people, with about 3,500 sausages and 2,000 pancakes. On July 7, however, the venue of service was at the Innisfail Golf Club. The service club was hosting its 36th annual Rotary Club of Innisfail Charity Golf Classic. James O'Dwyer was Rotary's organizer for the event. He was decidedly pleased in the morning that good weather had rolled in to have a beautiful day on the course. The club is raising money for the all-new outdoor hockey facility that's being built in Innisfail, and I believe construction is starting this year. So, when we heard about the project, we jumped all over it, said O'Dwyer. It's something that is overdue in the town of Innisfail. To have a place where kids can go and play outdoor hockey in the winter and fill some of those cold winter days with some fun on the ice. It's a town project, but the Rotary Club is contributing to it. It's a win-win for everybody, he said. Last April, Innisfail Town Council approved a new permanent, boarded outdoor rink to replace the old boardless one at the Napoleon Park Sports Field behind the Innisfail Twin Arena. Currently, the town has only one boarded outdoor rink, located at 54th Avenue and 37th Street. However, it was built about 25 years ago and council was told in spring it now requires repairs. O'Dwyer said he liked the location for the new one, which the town estimated could cost $372,650. Outdoor rinks need to be maintained. They need to be flooded. Being by the rink poses the opportunity for the Zamboni to go on it. And that's huge, said O'Dwyer. Having it by the rink is key. It's a great location. Last year's 35th annual Rotary Charity Golf Classic raised $20,000 for the Diamond 7 baseball project. This year, said O'Dwyer, the goal is to raise even more. We have 144 golfers coming today. We're totally full. There's been tremendous support from businesses and the community that have supported us year over year, some of them for the full 36 years that we've been operating, said O'Dwyer. It's wonderful to see, but also the golfers coming out and playing is a big part of this. In some cases, people take a day off work, a day out of their lives to come and support this cause. That is huge. The day-long tournament was an 18-hole Texas scramble, mixed with a lot of fun games for all players, such as the option to purchase grenades to throw out from any point of the course towards the hole or out of trees. Players could also play a marshmallow drive hole where they can drive a marshmallow off a tee. Those things are part of what makes this the funnest tournament that happens at the course every year, said O'Dwyer. People tell us after they play that the fellowship is wonderful, and the fun of just coming out and interacting with people in the community. When all the golfing was over, a winner was declared, along with the runner-ups. There was a big banquet steak dinner finale for all participants, with many prizes handed out.